This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The globalists are scared of non-cyber activity. They're scared of people on the ground. That's why Soros puts in billions of dollars to fund Antifa scum.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
That's right. And you know what we're talking about here, what with happened with the march on Google, we ended up taking a step back from that because of the threats of violence and the Democrats coming out and it being used to set us up. But the problem is, like you were saying, Alex, if we don't do anything, if we don't stand up and actually take to the streets rather than just Twitter and social media platforms where we're in our own echo chambers, no one's going to hear us and nothing's going to change. And that's why I feel like what's so important here is what Roger Stone, Milo Yiannopoulos, and these other people are doing by actually taking these people to court. That's very important. But also street action is very important. We need to actually come up with another march on Twitter.
You just said is, I talked to Google insiders and they said they're so scared of you and Cernovich announcing these marches coming up in a month. So then they triggered their operations in Virginia and did all that and then said about you and others just going to cover marches, you were coming to kill people. And that we were coming to kill people. And now we learn internally, I'm banned on Google campuses, we're the number one enemy, they're scared of this. Well, everyone should just randomly go protest at Google facilities and expose them, you know, online and in person. They're so scared of that. So, yes, in the next few weeks, I'm going to be announcing during the show for a flash events off of 360, they've got a Google facility, an Apple facility, they've got another one downtown, and everybody has to do this because they're so scared of being cyber called out, but also in person. So as they restrict us online, we start hitting the streets. Roger Stone, go ahead, give us your take on that.
Well, you know, my colleague Tyler Nixon yesterday invented a great new hashtag, Stop the Twatsies. Because that's what they are, the Twitter Nazis, the Twatsies. think of a chain of humans hand-to-hand, like a circle, all around the Twitter headquarters. You've got to cross the picket line to get in. You have to fight them, yes, in the courts, and I guarantee you Milo and I and a host of others will be doing that shortly. The mother of all lawsuits, multiple jurisdictions, and multiple causes of action to avoid them consolidating. We will confront them in the courts, but they have to be confronted at their front door. That's the beauty of the First Amendment. Protest, nonviolent protest.
And as libertarians and conservatives, we don't ever do that. We've got to do it now. They're shutting down our free speech. They're involving our phone calls. That's what digital stuff is. They're like breaking in Twitter, Facebook. Admit they break into our private messages and look at them, share them, and laugh. This is a group of truly criminal, authoritarian, dirtball control freaks, and we're coming after them. And, you know, I told everybody I'm going to sue them. You know, I'm listed in these lawsuits now by DeBoer and others, and more is coming. And a lot more is coming. Oh, we've got them on video saying they discriminate against me.
Exactly.
I'm just waiting for more comes out, and I'm suing them as well.
And if you think for a second that you wouldn't have...
We're going to sue the Google employees.
Well, I want to see some of the people who were in that terrific Project Veritas video. I want to see them under oath on the stand. Let's see what they say then. And Jack Dorsey, we know where you live, Jack. We're going to form a human chain around your home every day, day in, day night. Have a nice time, pal. It's peaceful. It's the First Amendment. Get ready, buddy. It's coming.
It's the First Amendment at its best. Thank you, Roger Stone. We'll talk to you soon. Go ahead, Millie.
And, you know, if you think for a second that liberals, if they were being discriminated against on Twitter or YouTube, that they would just sit back and not do anything about it or just say, oh, let's just use a different platform.
No, they sue. You don't bake gay guys a cake, they sue you.
Exactly.
Fine. But we're not even, I mean, I'm not even, we're not allowed to have any access to anything?
We have to sue.
Because we're SHIT people. They have us on video calling us, you know, that, calling us shite. But see, they've got a made up quote.
So they can discriminate, but the cake maker can't. Sorry, but this is grounds for lawsuits. This is grounds for massive protests. And you know that liberals would be doing it if it were them. So we need to do it.
Well, they've hired a bunch of racist minorities and told them it's your time to suppress white people for what happened 100 years ago. And that's what they've done. We'll be back with the key to this whole operation. Stay with us. Thank you, Roger. Millie, stay there. We'll introduce Rob Duke.
Scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract. It gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Rob Duke taking over in this hour. We've got Millie Weaver now in the control room with some final comments. I'm Alex Jones, your host. But let me just explain this right now. There's some truth to people that say Facebook, Google, Twitter, you know, their properties, like YouTube, they have their own platform, so why are you bitching? Well, they're very same groups that are running around saying, censor us, take control of us. Hillary, when she got elected, knock them all off the web. I mean, they're everywhere just saying, shut us down.
And I like it that they built a gingerbread house to say, everybody come in and play, come in and eat, have some free candy. It's great. It's fun. And now they're going,
hey, put you in the oven.
In the oven. Yeah, now we're going to put you in the oven. We don't like what you're saying.
Hansel and Gretel.
Exactly.
And they're censoring the liberals and other people that are independent. They're coming in and muscling and going, oh, you got 20 million views, PewDiePie. Do what we say or you're banned. He's like, I'm not even a conservative. It's all about muscling.
Right.
Knowing the power of the people, knowing that was coming on the internet. They created these things so people would make it big, and then now they come in and censor it while they want to censor any other site. These are internet ghettos. But it's a fraud. It's racketeering. It's fake advertising. It's discrimination. We hit them there. But like Matt Drudge said, and as I've said, we got to create our own websites like InfoWars.com or NewsWars.com. We've got to create our own platforms. And listeners have to go to those platforms realizing and share that info, realizing that it's all up to us. If you go to newswars.com or prisonplanet.com, and if you go there and if you share those links on the enemy's platforms with your own email, your own by hand, they can't stop us. So at the end of the day, it's up to you. But they are already ratcheting us down. But because we fought so hard, we've stayed the same size last year, which has completely confounded them. So they're in panic mode. That's why they have congressional hearings, everything else, because it's not working. Well, the answer is sue Congressman Quigley, saying shut us down as fake news for civil rights violations. Mm-hmm. And we're behind the scenes suing people. There'll be public lawsuits, don't worry. But you know we're doing it. But it's not like we're happy about it. That's why we need to be flooded with money, because I don't have money to even expand right now, much less do all these. People say, oh, sue, do this, do that. Buy a T-shirt. Buy some books. Buy some videos. Buy some supplements you need, water filtration, air filtration, whatever the best systems are out there rated. We sell them to you discounted at InfoWarsStore.com, because without that, we're nothing. Without you, we're nothing. This is a real war. This isn't just media and conservative liberal. This is the full takeover. And we're in the fight, but it's happening now. The future is being decided now. Rob Doom?
Well, I'd like to just point out that you were ahead of your time by creating a social media platform years ago. It ended up, you know, kind of dying.
Well, it got infiltrated, and it wasn't all fancy with, you know, CIA money. But you know.
Right. You didn't have CIA backing. You didn't have the push to the front. But still, it's people that need to make things like that, like their own social media sites, to take away.
And then Gab did, and Google bans it on there and then calls for it to be shut down.
Right. They don't want competition. And it's like, hey, if you don't like what the people are saying on Gab, don't respond to them or don't follow them.
But it's way beyond all that. We're under total criminal censorship attack.
Oh, yeah.
Bezos is making $1 billion every 2 days off the scams he runs and government funding. The Washington Post is literally the enemy of this country because we keep being reasonable.
Right.
You know, we keep just kind of looking at the facts and the evidence and, oh, debating this and polishing that. The globalists are absolutely in total war against the recovery, against the president, against all of us.
Yeah.
No more just sitting there like pundits analyzing this.
And James O'Keefe hit it on the head. They use the word S-H-I-T-T-Y against...
Because they're on video calling all whites, conservatives, Trump supporters, play that. Because we can't do that. We're not upper-class elite liberals. They're allowed to say it because it's a documentary and they're okay. We can't.
And then 3 hours later, they come out with the same thing. Oh, Trump said this. Who do we have? We have people, according to people familiar with their reactions. Those people weren't even in the meeting. According to people familiar with their
reactions. People in the meeting say he didn't say it. Of course they're lying.
Of course.
Garbage. You're going to be taking over soon. Millie Weaver, final comments.
Well, it's obvious that we are seeing social media networking companies right now fighting for the right to control their chattel, their brainwashed masses.
Well, it's beyond that. They're saying we're going to social engineer with algorithms what you're allowed to even talk about to engineer you where you don't interact in the real world. You interact through cyberspace, and then in this virtual reality, we condition you to behave the way we want, or you don't get human activity. We put you in solitary confinement.
They are creating their own echo chambers through their bots, through their algorithms. So if we were to just say, hey, let's just leave and only be on our platforms, we miss the opportunity to awaken the masses that are still watching CNN and watching Don Lemon and believing the lies and disinformation. So we have to fight. We have to stand our ground. And you know that if the liberals were being discriminated off these platforms, they would do the same. So we have to do it.
Again,
that's my
liberals.
Final comment.
I agree. They're authoritarians. I just thought people could go online and act like fake liberals for a few months and build it up and then say it was all fake just to show people. But listen, they found people that only want social media power. They get the dopamine of getting promoted, so they don't care what the truth is. There could be a cure for death. These people don't want it. They have chosen people in these things that are literally pure scum. And so some say the answer is leave Facebook, Twitter, and Google. And I agree. The president needs to break it up. Google, Facebook, and Twitter are a greater threat than Hitler, who wanted to conquer the world, because they're scientific, they're committed, they're evil, they're using psychology. So I agree. It's now time to shut down Google. They want to shut our speech down? Right. It just hit me. Fine. It is time to have congressional hearings and all of it, and not just break it up. It's time for Google, Facebook, Twitter, and all these groups as criminal international crime syndicates with everybody's personal data. We're going to break next Monday, sharing our photos, our videos, turning our cameras on, recording it as intelligence agencies. It's time for Facebook, Google, Twitter to be shut down as criminal operations, just like the Soviet Union or Nazi Germany. It is time to shut them down.
It was all started with dirty money. CIA funding is what started
this. Leftist CIA money.
Exactly. And it was to create this panopticon that we're in right now, this social media panopticon where they try to control everything you want to say. And that is the danger that we're in right now. We do have to break free. I mean, you just read Zuckerberg's statement of what he's saying they're going to start doing. I mean, he put this out yesterday. He's basically saying we're shutting people down. We're shutting people down, but he does it with a smile. Remember the velvet glove over the iron fist? That is what is going on again with Facebook.
He announced, like, if it's not loving and liberal, we're shutting it down. Yeah. He says, if it's not friendly, and then meanwhile, they're all in there saying, we're going to kill you. We're going to murder Trump. Sitting governors are saying, I'm going to punch the president out. Hashtag hunt Republicans. Keith Olbermann saying, I'm going to kill everybody. Cussing, screaming. If you say it's wrong to say kill people, you're shut down.
Exactly. I mean, he even says,
these are total cowards.
He said, we're basically going to make these changes, and you're going to see your traffic go down. And basically what he's saying, he's going after people who are content creators. That is, he says it right
he
here.
He says, we're only going to feed you what we want, which is the big corporate sponsors.
Exactly.
So Facebook is killing itself. Twitter is, Google. And they're doing it early. They were always pumping dumps to get everybody involved and do this. But now we're forcing their hand, and they're done.
Well, I'll tell you what. If we don't do something now, this next election, 2020, the big election, it's going to be, you're not going to hear anything from the conservative opinion. All you're going to hear is liberal talking points.
And Antifa is going to come out, like, we can't even go to the
oh, right.
We can't go to the
Capitol. They're going to be allowed to shoot people.
There's guys with guns, and the cops go, they're Antifa, they're allowed. And they go, you don't come in here.
Right.
And it's like, whoa. And they're like, black kids can't go to school, you know, until Eisenhower sent in the troops. The Democrats, you know, we're not letting them do it. The Democrats said, no, black kids can't go to school. Millie, closing comment before Rob Dew takes over.
Well, you know, in the 1930s, the telephone companies were broken up because they had a monopoly on the system. And they and Congress did this because you wouldn't want someone discriminating, saying, hey, you know, you can't call these amount of people or have the same access. They turned it into somewhat of a public utility. Now, I'm not necessarily saying let's turn these companies into public utilities, but something needs to be done about the discrimination for people and their political affiliation. Congress does have legislation that protects people against racial discrimination, religious discrimination, and sex discrimination. But there's nothing protecting people federally against political affiliation discrimination. So that's something that we need to be talking to our legislators about.
It's beyond that. They say white people are evil. We're blocking them in these new videos that Veritas has. Great point. You're taking over. Straight ahead on the other side. Then the war room's coming up in 45 minutes with our own Owen Schroyer, Infowars.com/show. What an epic time to be alive. At least we're fighting back against these scumbags, though. Break up Google. Break up Twitter. Break up Facebook.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Rob Dew here with InfoWars.com. You are listening to the fourth hour of Overdrive. And I just want to go over a few things before I bring up my guest, who's been a victim of this Facebook censorship that is now going to be hitting everybody in the country who doesn't agree with Cyborg Zuckerberg. And I even want to read some of his statement, which we'll read throughout the hour. And but first, yesterday, bombshell, undercover video, Twitter engineers admit censoring conservatives. And it comes out on the video that they're calling people S-H-I-T-T-Y people. Right there, we're trying to get the S-H-I-T-T-Y people not to show up. It's a product thing we're working on. So that comes out into the news. And then what happens a few hours later? Trump derides protections from immigrants from SHIT whole countries, right there. And what? Who is it from? Do we have people in the meeting? No. It is according to people familiar with the reactions of the people who were in the meeting. Total BS, but it creates enough cover to stop people from looking at this story. They effectively killed this story. The mainstream media killed this Twitter story by doing this and turned this into Trump is a racist. Trump is bad. Now Trump comes out and denies it. He said the language used by me at the DACA meeting was tough, but it was not the language used. It was really tough, and it's a big setback. So basically, he's denying it now. But here's an interesting article from Kit Daniels. State Department warns avoid travel to SHIT whole countries. And it's talking about Haiti. It's so bad. It's talking about countries in Africa. Do not travel to the Central African Republic. Probably El Salvador. I don't know if El Salvador's on here, but Norway's not on this list. And, you know, Trump probably had the prime minister of Norway in. They were talking about all kinds of things the last few days. And that's probably why he mentioned Norway. I don't think it had anything to do with being racist. But and here's the other things they want to keep you from looking at. Check this out. Oh, 90% of workers are likely to see more money in paycheck next month. The U.S. Treasury and the IRS put out a new guidance withholding tables for employers that incorporate changes to the new tax law. Under those new tables, that's why Trump signed it before Christmas, the Treasury estimates 90% of the people who get a paycheck are likely to see more take-home pay. So employers have till February 15th to incorporate the new changes. So 90% of workers, people out there busting their butts in this economy, are going to see more take-home pay. I know Nancy Pelosi says it's not that much because she's a multimillionaire. She takes your money and spends it on whatever she wants. She sucks you dry and goes, oh, it's a pittance to the people, watching her make those comments. Disgusting. And here's what else they want to hide. Strongest holiday sales since Great Recession, up 5.5%, topping industry's forecast. They thought it'd be about between $678 billion and $682 billion. It was $691.9 billion, nearly $700 billion spent. And that was retailers for the holiday season. And all this, the Twitter story done by Project Veritas, great job. I can't wait to see what they drop on Monday. Of course, it'll be ignored, or they'll come up with some other fake Trump story. This is going to be great. This is going to come out as fake news again. But yesterday, we had Facebook put out on their newsfeed FYI, bringing people closer together, right? They think it's about sharing opinions with people. No, it has nothing to do with that. It's about killing content providers. That's what it's about. And they put it on this lovely smile face where Zuckerberg walks around and smiles at you and has everybody in virtual reality glasses. And he's smiling because he's not in them. And he just walks around. Yeah, you people are scum. I'm going to dominate you. Our big focus
areas for 2018 is making sure the time we all spend on Facebook is time well spent. We built Facebook to help people stay connected and to bring us closer together with the people that matter to us. That's why we've always put friends and family at the core of the experience. Research shows that strengthening our relationships improves our well-being and happiness. Happiness is an emotion I don't think Mark Zuckerberg has. It's all fake. He really wants to dominate you. I'm going to go to my next guest. Actually, he's going to be with us for the rest of the hour. Jason Fick. He's a guy who's worked Facebook to make money for himself. And then because he didn't want to play ball and because he started promoting Republican candidates in the last election, he started having his pages taken away. And it's ramping up. He sent me this last night, this news feed, and I read this. I said, this is the death of Facebook. They're basically going to kill themselves with this move. They're going to start censoring hardcore. It's going to be overt. It's going to be everywhere. And it's going to hit everybody. And by doing that, people are going to leave Facebook. So, Jason, what do you make of that analysis after reading what we heard from Comrade Zuckerberg?
Well, first off, thanks for having me on, Rob. Obviously, we've been talking about this for months, you and I. I guess it was, three months ago, give or take. Mm-hmm. And I predicted all of this, every single thing that was coming out. I've been in this for close to, 7 years now. I watched the rise and fall of it. And obviously, Facebook has changed so dynamically over the years. We've gotten to a point where, at first it was a free-for-all. Anybody could say anything, and it was honestly a lot of fun back in those days. Then what happened is that, and I think that this was what caused the change, is that they realized that the individual voice is very loud, that people talk amongst themselves, especially like conservatives these days. We're talking amongst each other, and we use this as a town square to be able to present ideas to our own, peers and so forth. Well, I think along the way, they realized the strength of that is very scary. They don't want people to be able to talk amongst themselves because we can organize. And as soon as you start to get into a situation where they organize, they realize they had to gain control of that. I know that that's, I'm just sort of giving you the back, like the inside way that this works. When they gain control of essentially what people were talking about, they gain control of how the minds work of the individuals. This is essentially what mainstream media is trying to do, is they're showing you this over here, but they really want you to pay no attention to this over here. It's the bait and switch thing. You guys were just talking about that. But your analysis is right. They are, and I had said this for a number of years, is that they took out all of the good content. They tried to turn themselves into a news network, which, in my opinion, bit them in the ass.
Yeah,
they
backfired.
Literally, had they let it just be memes and funny stuff, nobody would have paid attention. It would have buried all of this stuff. Now what they've done is they have mobilized so many people, and this is the danger. And I'm going to tell you, I can forecast Facebook. It won't ever go away. It won't collapse by what you said. It's not like it's just going to go bankrupt and disappear. That I don't see happening. It's too big. But what I do see happening is people are now getting tired of it. They're going, no, I'm not going to be forced ideas that I don't believe in. And the people at Facebook don't understand that that's what they're doing to their customers.
They're telling people what to think. We're about to go to break. We're about to go to break. This is what's happening right now. They are trying to guide her, and they tried it in this election with Hillary Clinton, and it didn't work. And now they're going, well, we're going to ban everybody from talking. We're not going to let anybody talk unless it's about their stupid cat. We'll be right back. Jason Fick, a social media entrepreneur insider who is basically trying to warn people about what's been happening with Facebook. And it's coming. It's coming down the pike. But I love it. I think it's great.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body.
enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high-meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We are live. We are live here at the fourth hour. And look, this Facebook censorship is nothing new. All right. But they have literally written their own obituary. And I'm going to get to that. But here, back in 2011, one of our own reporters here, Darren McGreen, was sent an email by the Facebook team not to post his political viewpoint. So back in 2011, they didn't want you talking about politics. And here's what part of the email said. Be careful making
political statements on Facebook, McBreen was told in the email. Facebook is about building relationships, not a platform for your political viewpoint, unless you're a scum-sucking liberal socialist. Then, hey, say whatever you want. Don't antagonize your base. Be careful and cognizant, which they spelled wrong, of what you are preaching. And then we have, a few years later, Facebook CEO caught discussing the censorship of anti-migrant posts at United Nations Development Summit Saturday while speaking with German Chancellor Angela Merkel. She's like, you must make them stop talking about the migrants. And he says, we're going to do some work on that. We're going to work on it. Okay, the hot mic caught him. Okay, we have him working with China, censoring people. And then here's his obituary right here. He wrote his own obituary. A lot of people do that. A lot of famous people like to write their own obituaries. Well, here it is right here. And here at the bottom, I will read it in Mark Zuckerberg voice. Now, I want to be clear. By making these changes, I expect the time people spend on Facebook and by some measures of engagement will go down. But I expect the time you do spend on Facebook will be more valuable. And if we do the right thing, I believe that it will be good for our community and our businesses in the long term, too. Okay. Basically, what he's doing, he's going to kill the news feeds. Something that they touted. Oh, hey, we're going to be bringing you news. We're going to be bringing you news. There he is right there, Cyborg Zuckerberg. And then we have this. Hacked emails show Eric Schmidt played crucial role in Team Hillary's election. So you got Google and Facebook basically teaming up against the entire American populace to put Hillary Clinton in the presidency, and they failed. And why did they fail? They failed because you out there, people out there spread videos, people out there went to protests, people out there took their phones, hopefully horizontally, and shot video. And people did it over and over again, and we didn't stop. Okay? And Donald Trump's not perfect. He's going to do some things we don't like. But he's a leagues better than Hillary Clinton and what she would be doing right now. We would never be under the out from over the globalist thumb if we had Hillary Clinton. Jason, your comments on what I just said. I want you, and I also want you to talk about how they started hitting you in 2012. And then.
Yeah, I was actually about to do that.
Yeah. It just. They've been attacking you for a while, so you're used to this. This is nothing new to you. But for the rest of the people out there, it's all about to end. If you have any sort of income coming from Facebook, it's all about to go away if you're a content creator. Go ahead, Jason.
Here is the biggest mistake, okay? So 2012, right? We'll rewind. You said 2011, don't go over your political views. 2012, I had a page that was specifically, it was anti-Obama. I didn't want him in there, right? So on the eve of the election, a million fans gets deleted. Coincidence? No, I don't think so.
Payback.
Now, they shut my opinion up.
Exactly.
That's what they did. And the funny thing is that, you know, I had an opinion back then, but I shut up because I couldn't afford to lose my income stream. So I got out of politics entirely, and I went down the meme road, you know, and just entertaining people. Then they decided that the meme road wasn't, you know, sufficient. You know, we don't like that either. So let's make it a news network. And then the news network managed to actually put Trump into office because they screwed up on actually how big a wave that they would get out of the conservative views. Trump gets into office and they go, huh, man, nothing's worked. Let's just shut Facebook off. That's basically what he just said.
Yeah.
We're going to shut it off. Well, nobody's going to keep coming there if there's nothing to see. It's and think of it in this analogy, right? And this is the easiest way to understand this. Think of it like your favorite TV, channel, the whole channel, right? The channel has shows on it. The shows are interesting. Do you go on it to watch the commercials?
No, nobody does.
Right? Nobody. Now, if you take away all of the popular shows, which they actually do on most channels, it's amazing. Like Boston Legal, it was a top grossing show, but it was the wrong demographic. So they killed it, and it was an amazing show. If you start killing shows, eventually you have too many commercials. Well, my feed is almost every other thing is a sponsored something, video, ad, whatever. Now I don't care how effective your search criteria is and how much you know that I like this or I like that. It doesn't matter. I don't want to see buy this, buy that, buy this, buy that, and I can't see anything else. I literally refresh my feed and I see the same things I already saw just then. So the same videos that I was already shared, I'm seeing them again. Then I'm seeing videos of stuff I don't even want to see. I see stuff I'm even blocked on. Now, that was 2012. They shut a million fans down. It was kind of one of those, wow, I just got beaten up by them. But nobody cared because Obama made office and none of the news networks cared. So I sort of went forward. The whole nation didn't know. And this is legitimately what the turn of the social media tide is, exactly what I'm about to explain to you. Nobody knew because nobody understood social media. They don't understood the power of it. They don't understand what an individual voice is. Well, the social media company, you know, Facebook and Twitter and so forth, they caught on quicker than obviously the rest of people because it's their job. They started stifling people's voice as it grew, and it got bigger and bigger over the years. And, you know, I didn't want to be the one that went out there and said, there's a couple of revelations, obviously, you and I have talked. There's some things that I've done that are monumental, and nobody even knows. Because I didn't want to be the figurehead, because I knew that they would just take me down. So ultimately, this voice that we created, they kept like crushing it down, and then they had algorithms that actually catch words, and then if you use the wrong words, now they originally built that because people were saying like and share this. So if it said like, share, and comment, it pretty much crushed your reach instantly. There are so many things that you just can't do that they just decided. Well, it fast forward, 2016 rolls along. Sure enough, they shut down 14 million of my fans. 14 million. That's when I was, oh, whoa, now we got a big problem, because they didn't want Trump in there. And they did their best. Yeah, well, yeah. Catastrophic loss.
Yeah, we're showing some of your feed right now, how it just drops off to nothing.
Now they would tell you, and this, like he said, they put this nice smile and they, yeah, you know, put the felt glove over the hammer.
As they're hitting you in the face.
Yeah. And they say to you, oh, nobody really wants to see your stuff. Well, I was on the rise there, and then there's this catastrophic loss. Where did it go? It was simple as this. They don't want people to see what they actually want to see. They don't want you to see it.
No.
So the thing is that they now, what the problem is, and you know, it's kind of like critical mass. They have hit a point where guys like me that were in the industry, we knew this 5 years ago. We knew it was coming. And like I had to talk to you about, I started to back out of the whole Facebook game because the social media game, that game is dead. And when that dies, when people cannot survive on there and the content isn't, there isn't enough content for everybody to be able to see, you will have all commercials. And when you have all commercials, guess what happens?
People leave. Yeah.
Exactly.
People leave. People stop going to it. And so it's a self-implosion. They're self-immolating right now, which I kind of celebrate. I'm glad Facebook is going to die because, hey, they even admit spending too much time on there is bad for you. Facebook does that. They have social scientists and sociologists literally trying to figure out how to make you depressed and hate yourself. So we'll be right back with our final segment of the fourth hour of Overdrive. Thanks for watching. Infowars.com/show is the live stream you need to send out to everybody you know. And do it! Don't wait for Facebook to do it.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply. Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
Thank you.
No. Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry. We recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Paul Watson has a new video out. I believe it's called The Truth of SHIT Holes, or SHI Holes. And he also put this tweet out, Haiti versus Dominican Republic, same island, one is an asshole, one is nice. This is about poverty and crime. It has nothing to do with race. And then Michael Zerman replied to it. Look at these two photos. One's from the Dominican and one's from Haiti. Boom. Very true. I took both these photos on the same island. Go back to what he's saying there. But look at that. Wow. Can you guess which country is Haiti? And there you go. The State Department calls these same places assholes. But we're not supposed to do it, and the president can't do it. And now Facebook and Twitter and everybody want to shut the president down. They don't want him talking. They don't want people who like the president talking. They tried to do it in 2015, 2016. It failed. And now my next guest, he's going to tell you my guest here, Jason Fick, is going to tell you what they're going to do next because it's not going to end. This doesn't end. This is going to be a little bit of a battle as Facebook dies and tries to choke the life out of you as they're dying. So, Jason, tell us what's coming up with Facebook and what are they going to do next?
Okay, so there's a couple things in here. You made a statement about, you know, it's good to see Facebook die. Facebook shouldn't die. I mean, it really is a good platform for everybody. But one thing that I would say directly to Mark Zuckerberg and to the upper staff of Facebook is that realize one of the problems you have right now is you've hit critical mass. Too many people know that you're screwing them, that you're just shutting them down. That won't work. It will. We are going to push back. They said that about the NFL. That didn't work out so well for them, did it? I said, but I want you guys to, and I said this to you, Rob, last night, is I want everybody to understand where we're at right now is, and I warned you, and I told a number of people this months ago, that they were going to shut the president down. Now, they claimed, you know, on Twitter that it went down for 10 minutes and it was a rogue situation, but they always test everything first. Just let that sink in. But more so, in James O'Keefe's, and I got to commend him.
Yeah.
Excellent job, sir. Excellent.
Story of the year already in January.
In his video, nobody's paying attention to the words when he says that they are discussing shutting the president down. All of the other stuff is obviously amazing content, but that in itself is that, let this sink in, a guy at Twitter who sits behind a keyboard,
unelected,
has the ability to shut down the president of this country.
Right. It's amazing.
That is not power that he should have.
No. Not at all.
And this has nothing to do with First Amendment. This has nothing to do with private companies. This has nothing to do with your CDA. This has to deal with too much power is in the social media's hands. And I've been trying to get this information to the president's office. You know, I've been speaking with Roger Stone about this, and he caught on immediately. This is probably the biggest problem in the United States right now.
Yeah, because if they can cut off communication, it's over. 2020 is going to be over.
Well, the thing is that most congressmen and most upper government that has never had a ban. They don't understand that when a ban happens on Facebook, you can't talk to people. They shut down your communication.
Right.
They literally shut your messaging off. And now they messaging is tied in with your SMS, so they could actually turn off your SMS. There is way too much reach on social media, way too much. And the reality is that it doesn't matter about guys like me. It doesn't even matter about Alex Jones or you. The reality is the nation has caught on. Too many people have realized it. Now we've hit critical mass. This is the point at which the nation's going to push back and say, no, this isn't okay. I don't like being told what I'm supposed to think, what I'm supposed to say, who I'm supposed to talk to, and how they can shut down my president. We voted him in there. We want to keep him there.
Yeah, exactly. And now you've been talking with some people inside Facebook because you're not intimately involved with Facebook, but like creating things, being a content creator, actually bringing people to Facebook. You've been instrumental in doing that. So what are you hearing on the inside? This is an inside exclusive.
So here is some information. There are people within Facebook. There's a war going on because Facebook is not 100% liberal. Not everybody in there believes in what they're doing. So you've got this internal war. But again, people don't want to lose their jobs. They make very good livings. But the reality is that they also are talking to people on the outside world going, there's things going on with Facebook. Well, what I have heard is, and this is coming from inside of Facebook, Facebook is terrified of having Mark Zuckerberg going before Congress. Because, and this is, as it was told to me, is that as awkward as he seems online, he is 10 times more awkward in real life. Because as much as he owns and operates and built a social network, he doesn't understand what it is to socialize. The guy doesn't even understand what it's like to be middle class.
Right.
He's gone right from college to billionaire. I mean, you know, and if Mark Zuckerberg's watching this, understand something. You could be a legacy here. You know, forget the negatives of this. You want to do positive, give it back to the people. There were hundreds of thousands of people that were being employed by Facebook. Hundreds of thousands of them. Moms that were sitting at home that couldn't go to work because they had three children and they were making $500 a week entertaining. And you took that away from everyone. So, you know, I would say the same thing. Trump, Mr. Trump, if you want to get jobs back, force this to happen. Force it. Because what's going to happen is those hundreds of thousands of people that lost their jobs to give it back over to the sponsorships and the corporations and everybody else that's huge. They took it away from everyone. And yes, I get it. It's a private company. But the reality is maybe it's time to start changing monopoly laws to incorporate this kind of stuff. Maybe it's time to start changing legislation. And maybe that's actually what's happening.
And, you know, I don't hear conservatives calling for censorship of anyone's ideas. They may not like their ideas, and they may say, here's my argument against it. But I rarely hear conservatives saying, we can't have this person talking about this. We can't have this person. You only see the liberals getting up in arms going, you can't say this country's an asshole. You can't say this. You can't say the word retarded. You know, they always want to throw these things out and couch these things. Hey, you can't say the word T-R-A-N-N-Y on Facebook anymore, or they will call you personally and say, remove your video or we're going to pull it. That's what they do. But if you are a T-R-A-N-N-Y, you can say that word all day long. It's okay. You're part of the protected class.
It's a massive, actually, in fact, it, and I don't know if you guys can show this because it's pretty graphic, but if you can pull up the graphic on, it's from, and ironically, Pocahontas. It was a post that we did, and I was banned for it. It was Pocahontas, and they claimed it was racist. It was a screenshot from Disney, and it was the line from Disney. Like, it came straight from Disney. Now, if you can focus in on that, the Pocahontas one got me banned. And the scene below it of the mutilated baby was on a Muslim site. As you can see, I reported it, and it came back that that was acceptable for Facebook.
Wow.
Now, you want to tell me that there's no double standard there, that Pocahontas from a screenshot is racist, and then a mutilated baby is okay? Now, and just from a parent standpoint, and I want to talk to all the parents in this country that have their kids on Facebook, if my kids saw that, I wouldn't have any problem with it. If my kids saw a dead, mutilated baby, I would be horrified. The problem is there's a double standard throughout Facebook, and that is what I think that Malkin, you know, if you want to shut everybody down, okay, fine, but shut everybody down. Don't shut conservatives down and not liberals down. Don't shut down one idea and not the other. Shut it all down.
Right.
Close the doors on everything. Make it. You know, everybody's sitting there saying it's a First Amendment argument. It's not about First Amendment. It's about even. It's about the fact that if you're going to instill rules as a private company or even a publicly traded company, let those rules be identical for everybody.
It's about all the things they preach. We're going to level the playing field. We're going to make it all even. Unless you don't have the idea or opinion that we approve of. Jason, there's a lot going on here. There's a lot going on here. I know you've been, I don't even know if you want to get into this, but you've had, your home in Pennsylvania has burnt to the ground since you started talking about this.
It didn't burn all the way to the ground, but let's put it this way. I'm going to be out of my house for the next 3 months.
Yeah.
There is an investigation going on right at the moment because a fuel line happened to break on my heater, which is kind of an uncommon thing. And not only that, but people say, well, maybe somebody bumped it. No, we were gone. We had been gone for 3 weeks, and
that's what happens when you speak out. Kind of,
when you start pushing back,
they push back even harder. That's why we got to stand up. We got to stand up. We're out of time. Jason, thank you for joining us. Jason Fick. Hey, don't forget, we got some great deals at InfoWarsStore.com. X2, Super Male Vitality, Alpha Power, Secret 12, Real Red Pill, all 50% off. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Support us so we can help you.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up? And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.